Hello, this is Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
Hey, Sean. Pretty good. How are you?
Can't complain. Having a good day so far.
That's good.
Good. So you found our company off Google. Looks like you're moving from the great state of Colorado to here in Reston.
Yep, that's correct.
I know exactly where that is. What brings you to the area?
I work for the Postal Service, and I got transferred to a new job in D.C., so I'll be living in Reston.
Okay. And so you'll just take the train at Reston stop into D.C.?
Yeah, that's the plan. I haven't taken it before, so we'll see how I like it.
A little bit long.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's probably, you know, you're probably more productive on the train than sitting in traffic driving.
That's true. Are you from Virginia?
Yeah, I actually used to live on Wheelie Avenue, like very close to where you're moving to.
Oh, cool. All right.
But that's a cool area if you like biking or hiking, because there's trails all over Reston. You'll enjoy that
component of it.
And that's a very nice apartment complex. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you guys have a rooftop pool. That's like one of the most desirable places in Reston to have an apartment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So the address they have on Google Maps, it comes up as the, I think there's like a newer apartment complex right by the station. And then this Faraday Park complex is like a half mile from that one. So I'm not sure if the address is reflecting correctly yet, but that's the one they gave me.
It did come up with a little mismatch. I think it may not be fully entered into Google Maps.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I was thinking.
But it looks very nice. So you'll be here next week then. Are your moving dates the 11th?
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see how the drive goes. Might be an extra day or two.
Okay. So, but that's when your lease would begin?
Yeah, that's when I set the lease to start.
And then you mentioned in your submission form that you'd be bringing a car. It looks like a Subaru that you have there in Colorado right now.
Yeah, I'll be bringing a car and a motorcycle.
What's your plan for getting those registered in Virginia?
The registration ends in December, so I was thinking like in November I would go ahead and switch everything over.
Oh, you'll want to do it sooner than that. In Virginia, they have they give you 30 days to get a new license register your car here.
Okay, I guess I'll be doing that sooner then rather than later.
Yeah, because they want to bill you for property tax. I had to learn that the hard way. Even for us here, if we move from one county to another, you have to like notify the Department of Transportation so that they can tax you in the new city or county.
Okay.
And if you don't, then there's a penalty for it.
Huh. All right. Well, thanks for telling me.
Sure. We like Virginia. We like taxes a lot here in Virginia.
Yeah, it sounds like Colorado.
Similar. I just got back from Colorado. I love that state.
Oh, really? Where'd you go?
I went to all the national parks there. So I started out in the Rocky Mountains, and then I went to the Gunnison and Mesa Verde and then the Great Sand Dunes.
Mm-hmm. The Sand Dunes is really cool.
That was my favorite park.
Yeah, we went last year. Because we're from Florida, but we've lived here for the past few years. We've been to Rocky Mountain and Sand Dunes, but not Gunnison.
The Gunnison is pretty amazing. I think you'll like it. Anyway, you'll be close to Dulles Airport, so the flights back to Denver are very affordable.
Okay, that works.
Mm-hmm. So, Jared, you had listed Devin on the quote submission form. Is that your wife, fiance?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay. She'll be living there with you too. Has she found employment also, or is she still seeking employment?
She did find a job with the Postal Service as well.
Okay, cool. All right, so one thing that you'll want to do when you arrive, you'll need proof of insurance in Virginia to go register your vehicles. And you'll want to look up our local DMVs. That's what we call them here, Department of Motor Vehicles. There's been kind of a delay since COVID had them closed most of the last year. But you can find local DMVs close to you and schedule an appointment. And then once you go in, you'll present your proof of insurance and you'll get your car registered and they'll issue you a new state license, both you and Devin.
Okay.
Gotcha. But for now, you have your Colorado license, you and Devin?
Yep, we do. Okay.
You wouldn't mind reading to me the customer ID number on there. I can go over the renter's insurance and also coverage on the Subaru for you.
Sure, let me grab it.
The only thing I couldn't find was the details on your motorcycle.
Oh, okay. All right, are you ready?
Yes. So we're starting with your customer ID number.
Yep. So it's
17136-9153.
17136-9153.
Okay. How was your driving record out in Colorado?
It was perfect.
And you guys will be sharing a car here in Virginia?
Correct.
I'll say, like, as far as moving violations, your record is quite good. Is there an accident in 2017 that your Honda Civic at the time was involved in?
Yeah, that was the probably the only thing, most recent thing.
Okay. What had happened in that accident?
It was kind of a small town in Florida, and basically the road I was turning onto, it was a four-way intersection. It was under construction, and where they were doing a turning lane, I didn't see that everyone was stopped for the construction, and basically I just ran into the person in front of me.
Okay. So a little fender bender?
Yeah, he had a Jeep, so his was perfect, but mine, Honda, basically crushed.
That's too bad. But then you got the Subaru shortly after that?
Yeah, the Subaru was in 2019. And then I recently sold the Honda.
Is there another accident the year after, around the fall time in October?
Yeah, so somebody in our apartment complex ran into my car, basically.
Okay. And they had fled the
while
scene.
It was parked.
A little hit and run.
They found him. Like, he didn't actually, like, try to hide or anything. He just drove into his parking spot.
Well, did you end up getting the car repaired at his expense with his insurance policy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it was, I guess, as pleasant as it could be for what happened.
You have travelers at the moment
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Jared, you're going to be not commuting to work. You're going to ride the trains. What do you, other than commuting, what will you be using the car here for in Reston?
Just leisure. And then I guess my wife will mostly be taking that to work.
Did she get a job at a different postal office?
Yeah, so I'll be working downtown and she'll be working closer to Leesburg.
Oh, cool. That's a
Yeah.
cool area to explore also. That's actually closer to where
Yeah.
our office is located.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like a nice town.
Yeah, if you like more of a country vibe, they've got a lot of wineries and
Okay.
historical stuff out that way.
Yeah, it's like a lot of equestrian farms or ranches, it looks like.
Yeah, I'd encourage you guys maybe like on a weekend to drive out to the Shenandoah. We have a national park out that way, like lots of
Oh,
sprawling
yeah.
mountains.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hitting that up.
And then if you ski or snowboard, not now obviously, but in the winter, there's several different mountain resorts you can go to within a couple hour drive.
Okay, nice.
So I'll just go
That's
into a
perfect.
little detail on first the renter's insurance. That is very
Okay.
simple. So the $100,000 limit of liability, that's just a guideline, right? So liability portion is dirt cheap though. So we offer $500,000 in coverage. And that's just in case you have maybe a kitchen fire engulfs your unit and causes damage to your neighbor. Then if you're liable for the damage, your policy will cover up to $500,000. Or if your unit springs a leak to the unit next to you or below you, then your liability will pay up to $500,000 rather than $100,000. But
Okay.
it's like literally a few dollars difference. I may as well have the better
Okay.
coverage. But as far as
Yeah.
personal property is covered, $25,000. If you think that's sufficient, we'd offer that in terms of coverage for your personal belongings. Now that
Yeah,
policy,
but
if you're, sorry, go ahead.
no, I was going to mention if it doesn't cover like the car and motorcycle, then yeah.
No, those are covered separately. So the
Okay,
personal
okay.
property is just like your clothing and furniture and electronics and appliances and things.
Yeah, I would say it's under 25.
The renter's insurance, it's no problem. We can add on the landlord or any additional interest. That policy would run $119 per year. You have an option. You can
Okay.
pay it monthly. It's less than $10. And then as far as
Okay.
the auto insurance, that Subaru would come with both comprehensive and collision coverage. So one covers your vehicle colliding with other objects and cars on the road. The other covers your vehicle from damage due to vandalism or theft or hailstorms. And so you're responsible for a $500 deductible if you make a claim. And every single year that you don't have an accident or a claim, that deductible decreases by $100. So the next year would be 400 and the year after that would be 300 until you eventually have zero as your deductible. You'd also have access to a rental car if you needed one. You'd have unlimited access to roadside assistance. You would have access to medical expenses for you and any passenger of your car. And then if you were to cause injury to someone else or damage someone else's vehicle, the limit of liability on your policy pays up to $300,000 for medical expenses that another party may incur as a result of your accident, and up to $100,000 for property damage. So
Okay.
because you haven't had any tickets, you would qualify for what's called a rate lock, which means that your pricing would stay the same for the next 3 years, plus your
Okay.
deductibles go down every single year. So Jared, for you and your wife, that would be a 12-month policy If you pay it in full for the entire year, it's $728. If you pay it monthly, pricing is a little bit different. You have a 7% discount built in when you make payment all up front. So the monthly option would be $67.38 for the auto insurance and less than $10 for the renter's insurance. Or you can pay them both together, save an additional $81 per year. We would have both of those policies begin upon your arrival on June 11th. You would notify the additional interests, send a copy to Faraday, and then get you a copy of your Virginia insurance to bring to the DMV and get your car registered and your licenses updated.
Okay.
And then in addition, we'd also help you terminate your existing Colorado policies with Travelers. And if there's a refund that you are due back, have them forward that to your new mailing address. The only thing that we would need from you to get started would be your banking information and to have you choose a bill plan, whether that would be the annual plan or the monthly plan.
Gotcha.
How does everything sound?
Yeah, would you also be able to look at the motorcycle as well if I gave you more information?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Do you have the VIN number?
Let me see if I can grab it.
What kind of bike is it?
It's a Yamaha. It's a model XSR 700.
And the year?
2018.
Okay. Yeah, you may want to take that out west where I recommended in the Shenandoah. I think that'll probably be the only place that you can drive it the way you want to.
Yeah, that'd be pretty amazing out there probably.
So the, have you taken time to explore Virginia before?
Yeah, I lived in Potomac, Maryland for a little bit. I went over to Virginia too. And I, my mom has some family in Virginia, so.
Okay.
I haven't been there like for like substantial amount of time, but visiting there, it seems like a really pretty state, lots to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll never be able to explore everything there is here. I'm sure Colorado is much the same.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad, moving somewhere where we have the same amount of stuff to do, maybe even more.
So if you got the VIN number, I'm ready for it. Does Devin ride the bike too, or just you?
Just me for now. She wants to start practicing next year, I think.
Okay. You've got yourself a motorcycle license?
Yeah, I do. So JY... ARM 21 E4 JA 000 267.
I believe the fifth character was that M as in Mary?
Correct.
Have you mapped out your drive yet and figured out how long it will take you?
Yeah, so we went through Kansas and some of the lower states on the way here to Colorado, so I think we're going to go upwards this time back to the East Coast. So we're going to go through like Nebraska and Illinois and Pennsylvania.
That's
I think
cool.
It takes about 25 hours, not stopping, but so probably take us maybe 2 or 3 days.
That sounds kind of fun, actually. Have you mapped out any stops that you're interested in making?
Nothing like definitively, but there's like a national park that we didn't know about. I guess it's near that lake. I think it's Lake Erie. Kind of looks like an easy stop to make.
Cuyahoga?
That might be it. It's not like super popular, but since we're driving by, it's like kind of like, why not?
Yeah, I think that's the one that's close to Detroit, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I need to look that up again.
Yeah, I've not been there myself, but I've looked at a lot of maps because I'm actually, a goal of mine is to go to all the parks.
Oh, cool.
That's why I was mapping out, like, you know, when would I have the opportunity to do that, and I would probably also schedule like a stop in Michigan or Indiana. Some road trip in the future, I'll get to it.
Definitely.
I think that's like an easy one to just walk, though. I don't think there's like too much to do besides like trails and waterfalls.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
All right, so I got your...
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I've been to quite a few parks I can give you advice on.
Well, last year we went to Arches and Canyonlands. And,
yeah.
And those are pretty amazing if you ever get a chance to head that way.
Yeah, actually right before our Colorado trip, I think in March, we did the Utah, the Golden, or the five parks. Right? So started in Zion, then went to Bryce Canyon, Capitol Reef, Arches and Canyonlands. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back to Utah, but we just went to those two last year.
Trying to think. Actually, next weekend for my birthday, there's a new park that just came out last year. It became the 63rd park. It's in West Virginia. It's only like 4.5 hours from where you are going to be living. That's the New River Gorge.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be my first time going there, but it looks awesome if you're into like whitewater rafting or hiking or...
Yeah, it's not awesome.
They do some parachuting there off the, they do some bridge jumps, parachute off of this massive bridge that they got.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Definitely check that one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call me anytime because I've been to like 25 parks. I still have 35 or so left to go.
Yeah, we're striving to be like that.
Yeah. It's fun, especially, you know, during the last year when a lot of stuff was closed.
Yeah, definitely.
As far as your bike, though, Jared, how many miles do you think you might put on this bike during the course of a year?
Probably less than 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess.
Coverage on this would be almost identical to your Subaru. So we're talking like the same limit of liability. Medical expenses, you're covered if you get hurt in a bike accident. And then the bike itself is covered for both collision and comprehensive. If you've got some motorcycle accessories that you have put on there, up to $3,000 of that is covered. Plus, if you need a tow or a rental bike, we can get one for you. This one would be $314 for the entire year. Or if you pay that one monthly, about $28. So again, there's some incentive to just paying full for the year. There's 7% built in by doing the annual pay. What most of our customers would do. And speaking of Erie, that's actually the name of the company. So one of the most popular companies that we insure with is Erie Insurance. I believe you don't have them in Colorado, but they're pretty much the number one choice here in Virginia.
Gotcha.
So when you arrive next week, you'll just take the registration to DMV as well as your proof of insurance, and they would get everything titled for you. And you wouldn't want to terminate your Colorado insurance until you had the cars officially registered.
Okay, gotcha.
We can help you set all that up. We would just need the policy numbers for the vehicles that we're going to be replacing for you, and then just the payment method, and we can get things going today and send you your proof of insurance.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would definitely do the annual for everything.
Good choice.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can email me kind of just general things just so I can show my wife before I say yes, but pretty sure we're just going to go and go for it.
Yeah, just a moment. Can I ask you, Jared, what you searched for online to find us?
I want to say it was like top insurance agencies in Virginia.
Oh, cool. And where did we rank it? Were we at the top?
No, I can't. I think I, you guys ended up showing up, like on the Yelp reviews. And so I just saw that you were, you guys had quite a few offices and had 5 stars. So that was good enough for me. And you guys had a pretty accessible website. That was nice.
Yeah, anything you want to do on the website in terms of requesting documents or making changes to coverage, you can do directly from the website. We built out all those forms. It's very, very easy to do business. And we have a long list of carriers that we broker for, but ordinarily for those that qualify, Erie's going to be the top choice.
Okay, awesome.
What's a good email for you to use? The one that you listed on the submission form?
Yeah, my first name, then VANB91.
Okay. Good. Well, I enjoyed our conversation today, Jared. Did I add value to your call?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your time. And it's nice to know somebody in Virginia or already that kind of has the same hobbies.
That's an understatement. Yeah, I don't go to the city too often. When I have a weekend free, I'll just go outdoors. So if you need some recommendations, I'm happy to provide them to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I appreciate it.
What I'll do for you, Jared, is just send you a little summary of what we discussed. And then we're open until 5 today. If you want to just look over everything, make sure it's to your satisfaction, and just call us back when you're ready to move forward, and then we'll take it from there.
All right, sounds good. If you don't hear from me today, it'll just be tomorrow morning, just because I have a lot of moving stuff going on today. But, yeah, I appreciate it again.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's anything else we can answer for you, just let us know.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Have a good rest of your afternoon. We'll talk again soon.
All right. All right, you too. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Bye.
All right, bye.